if you are able to stick a blade in someone and not think about it and not have it devastating, then that's an advantage.
Could you be a criminal? Is it in your genes? Or perhaps you just haven't had the right opportunity? In our true crime podcast series, If It Bleeds, It Leads, join me, Professor David Wilson, and silent witness star Amelia Fox, as we find out what's behind some of our most notorious crimes.
We look at what crimes are being committed, from fraud to serial murder and everything in between, to see if we can make sense of what often appears to be senseless and separate fact from fantasy.
You'll hear point of view accounts from Britain's most prolific bank robber, Noel Razor-Smith, about what it's really like in the getaway car on the way to a bank job. How you deal with have-a-go heroes who try to take your gun, and how you get rid of the cash afterwards.
I always used to threaten this: if you make a move, I'll put one in your foot. And that was always my main threat. It came out at the Old Bailey on one of the robberies I'd done. One of the guys remembered that quite clearly. I pointed the gun at their feet and said, I will shoot you in the foot if you make a move. Being a psychopath has been helpful through the life I chose.
And listen to our interview with undercover journalist Donal McIntyre, who followed the infamous Manchester gangsters, the Noonans, who told him he had a contract on his head.
When we met Des Noonan, he would say, you. I was offered a contract to take you out. And I said, were you? And then he said, yeah. And I said, we're not very good then, are you? My assistant producer, Sam Emery, when I batted it back with humour, he said, well, where are you from? Originally from Holland. I killed a Dutchman once. Yeah, make sure you're not the second.
And find out what it's really like inside an escalating prison riot as we talk to the governor of HMP Strangeways, who was in charge during our longest and most destructive ever prison riot.
They managed to seize keys from an officer fairly early on, which allowed them to unlock a lot more prisoners. The thing that lives with me, we came out the other end with one death. That death was caused by a prisoner being beaten up by the others.
Subscribe and listen now to
If It Bleeds, It Leads on Global Player or wherever you get your podcasts.